Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are on Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, and we already had a series of Shiurim on the first part of the Halacha, and now we are going to the second part of the Halacha. And this is, as our Hilchos Malachim Shiur almost always based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Moreinenu l'shmo l'zichot habes nefesh, Hagaon HaGadol, Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav David Zatzal. It says in the Rambam, v'im lo ishlimo, that if the nations that you called out to peace do not agree to a peaceful settlement, or if they agree to peaceful settlement but refuse to accept the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, so then you should wage war against them. And you... V'horgin kol zecharim agadolim, and all of the adult males are killed. V'bozim kol menorim v'tapam, their money and their children should take in as spoil. V'ein horgin isha v'loy katan, and they're not killed, not women and not ketanim. And then the Gemara quotes a pasuk to that effect, the Rambam quotes a pasuk to that effect. Rak Nashim Ba'ataf, and what's Taf? The Taf Shel Zecharim. So that's what we discussed in the previous year. And now we go weiter. B'me Dvorim Amurim. When does this apply? B'melchemes HaRishus. To a war of voluntary war, we'll call it. B'melchemes HaRishus. Shim Shah Ha'umois. But that is with the other nations. Avol Shiva Amim in V'amalek Shelo Hishlimo. But the seven nations in Amalek who refuse to make peace, which is a Melchemes Mitzvah, Ein Menicha Mehem Neshama. No soul is allowed to be left alive. Shenemar Kein Tase L'Kol Ha'orim, Rak Me'orei Amim Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. Do this to all of the cities that are not the cities of these nations. They're not the Shiva Amim in or Amalek, but then only the adult males are killed. But if it's Amalek, or Shiva Amimin, here it's talking about the Shiva Amimin, Loisachaya Kol Neshama, that no soul should be left alive. Chenuar B'Amalek, Timche Es Zecher Amalek. So it says by Amalek, erase the name of Amalek. Uminayin Shena B'Dar B'Velo Shelo Shlimo. And how do we know that these commands are only referring to those who do not accept a peaceful settlement? Because according to the Rambam, you call out to peace to everybody. So it says in the book of Yehoshua, or at least the seven nations, you call out in peace to the seven. You call out to the seven nations of it in peace. And according to the Rambam, it's not only the Sheva Amimin, but it's also the also Amalek. So we have this din of Kriya L'Shalom. And the difference is, if it's a Melchemes Rishus and Rekari L'Shalom, so then who is killed? Only the Zecharim. What war is waged against the Zecharim? And when it comes to Amalek and the Shiva Amimin and the seven nations that dwell in Eretz Yisrael, so then the din is that everybody is killed. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam continues, and so how do we know that this is only talking about those who didn't make Shalom? Shenamar lo ha'isayir ad asher ha'shlima el b'nei Yisrael bilti anchi b'yosh v'agivam es ha'kol lakhu b'mulchama kim es ha'shem ha'isay l'chazik es libam lekos ha'mulchama es Yisrael aman ha'charimim v'chlal she'shalchu lehem l'shalom v'lo kiblu. It says in Yehoshua, there was no city which accepted a peaceful settlement with the children of Israel, except the Chivites who lived in Givon. All the rest, they conquered in battle. This was inspired by God, who strengthened their hearts to engage in battle against Israel, so that they would be destroyed. From these statements, we can infer that a peaceful settlement was offered, but they did not accept it. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel Rambam. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. Avol shiva amim in van malik. Zeu shibush. This is a mistake. Elisha Yachol Loimar Hishlimu Lekabel Mitzvus. He could have said that they were mashlin to accept mitzvahs. What is the kavana of the Ravid in his Hasaga? The Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz explain the Hasaga of the Ravid, that it's al mashelo hiskir harambam bizayin amimin v'amolek el shelo ishlimo. When the Rambam is talking about the seven nations in Amalek, all he mentions is that they didn't make peace. If they didn't make peace, then you ain't menichem lehem neshama. But he doesn't write that they have to be makabel the sheva mitzvahs. What about being makabel the sheva mitzvahs as well? So we saw about the other nations, they have to be makabel sheva mitzvahs. Why not Amalek and the sheva amimin? So it's pashut to the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz that even the Das HaRambam we require Kabbalah's Sheva Mitzvahs, like in all other Milchamas, like the Rambam writes himself in this very Halacha. And that the Rambam says Hishlimu, Hishlimu means they made Shalom and they were Makabal the Sheva Mitzvahs. Ayin b'divrayim aval sof sof, צריך עיון, מיתי מלא פירשו הרמב״ם כשם שפירש בתחילה סהלך לגבי שער מלחמוס שהשלימו ולא קיבלו זין מצוס נהרוגים ולא סמך מה שכוסף בהלך א' שצריך קבול עד שבע מצוס בהדי מס ועבדוס. We have to understand why it is that the Rambam doesn't explain, just like he explained at the beginning of the הלך לגבי שער מלחמוס, that they have to be מקבל לשבע מצוס, not מקבל לשבע מצוס. They're killed. And he didn't rely on what he writes in Halacha Aleph, that we require Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs, together with Mas and Avdus, that we discussed at great length. In Halacha Aleph, that ain't osa mulchamim adem alachikorl no l'shalom echel mulchamis rishus vechel mulchamis mitzvah. You always call that for peace. Zayim mulchamis rishus, zayim mulchamis mitzvah. V'im ishlimu v'kiblu Sheva Mitzvah shen etztav v'bnei noch ein argamim l'shama. So if they accept, they accept. Since mamish kevaldik. So then they accept the Sheva Mitzvahs. So that's the Ram writes in Halacha Aleph. And here it is. And if they didn't, weren't Mashlim, or they were Mashlim, they didn't Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs. So that's talking about the other nations. So the Rambam didn't rely on what he wrote in Halacha Aleph. So the question is, why here, when it's talking about the Mechamis Mitzvah, like Amalek and the seven nations, why here the Rambam doesn't talk about being Makabal the Sheva Mitzvahs? So we already discussed this and explained this in Halacha Aleph. And our shiurim there, so I invite you to listen to that, and you can hear some discussion of this problem and resolution. And we also have to understand ma shetzolchin b'divrei Rambam b'sefer haMitzvos Mitzvos Esei Kuf Tzadi shebakash shalom haynu b'melchemes harishus. That the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that when do you seek out peace? When do you call out in peace? That's talking about a Mulchemes Rishus. V'hu neged ma shemevu'ar b'dvarav kan. U'b'halocha hei. Shedin zehu gam b'mulchemes mitzvah. And that flies in the face, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs flies in the face of what we learn over here. In this halacha, in the next halacha, that this din is even a Mulchemes Mitzvah. There's a Kriya L'Shalom even Mulchemes Mitzvah. So how do you understand this stir in the Rambam? V'chein mevu'ar b'dvarav b'minyan ha-mitzvah shebetchila sefer ha-yad mitzvah sesei kuf tzadi la'asais b'mulchemes ha-rishus k'mishpat ha-kosuv b'toira shenemar ki tikrav el ir. That we do in Milchemes Rishus, we act in Milchemes Rishus, as the Torah says. What's the Torah? Ki sikra vila, call out in peace. Oh, so you have in the Minyan Amitzis at the beginning of the Sefer Hayad, where he summarizes the various mitzvahs in the Torah. So there he writes that it's only Milchemes Rishus. So again, against what we were say over here. So we have in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Milchemes Rishus. We have in the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaShibarei Sefer HaYad, where he enumerates the 613 mitzvahs. We have that as on Milchemes HaRishus. And here it says it's talking also about Milchemes Mitzvahs. So that's a kasha. We We also have to understand by Divrei HaChinuch, the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Zayin, Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Zayin, Shenitztaveinu bilachmenu bi'ir achas mitzad harashus. V'zoi nikretz melchemes harashus. Shenavtiach oisem shelo nahargim im yashlimu imanu. So we have to tell them, we're waging this melchemes harashus, that you know what, dudes, if you guys make peace, then we are not going to kill you. So it's mashma rak b'melchemes harashus. That's the Chinuch. U'miyad achar kach, כשכתב שם דיני המצווה, כתב שהוא דין גם במלחמת מצווה. ולכאורה, הוא סותר את דברי עצמו. He contradicts himself. First he says it's rishus, and then he says he's talking about mitzvah, and again we discussed this all in Halacha Aleph. So, Baruch Hashem, those shiurim are online and recorded for all to listen to. So I invite you to do so. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzad Sheni. We have to understand that Sagas HaRaivit. The Ravid is only bothered by the fact that the Rambam didn't mention the Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs by Amalek and the Sheva Amin by Melchemes Mitzvah. So it's mashma that if the Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs, the Ravid is moida that you're not killing them. And that's against what the Ravid writes in Halacha Hey, Sheva Melchemes Mitzvah ain't makablim osam. Ayin shamu kotev sheh Yoshua lo shalach ela koidim shavchu. In I love the Ravid. You know, he doesn't mince words. Kol zeh shibush, he writes in Halacha and Halacha Vav. Shloshalchem Yoshua lahatch lematch lover say Yarden. The only letters Yoshua is writing is before they passed over the Yarden. But once they're coming into Eretz Israel already, then it's tzishpeit. It is too late. There is no longer an opportunity to make peace. So why is there there? So why doesn't the Ravid Masig? The Ravid seems to say here, it's cool. When, even once you come to Eretz Yisrael, you can still make peace with Amalek and the seven nations. If they're makabel the seven mitzvahs. That's what he seems to understand in Halacha Hey. In Halacha Dalet. And then in Halacha Hey, the Ravid says, no. That's Halacha Hey. I think I said before, but Halacha Hey, the Ravid says that it's all a big mistake that Yoshua only sent these letters to make peace before they passed the Yarden. Once they passed the Yarden, it's too late. So Hakam and Halacha Dalet, he seems to agree that with Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs, it's fine. You make peace. And then in Halacha Hey, he says that it's no good. You can't, accepting mitzvahs isn't going to help. This is discussed by the Chazon Ish. In Evin Ezer, Kuf Mem Vav, Perek Elu Ne'marim, Siv Katan Hei, who explains the Ravid in such a way that it fits with the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Ol Tzarich Iyun B'dat HaRambam, Mima SheKatuv B'Sifri Parashat Shoftim. Mima SheKatuv B'Pasuk, Kein Ta'aseh L'Chol HaRim, HaRechokot Mimcha, HaRechokot B'Torah HaZot, ואין קרובות בתורה הזאת. So you shall do to all the cities that are distant. The distant ones are subsumed in this law to spare the women and the children, but not those that are near. Those that are near are not subsumed in this law. So the there was a great rabbi, Rabbi Shraga Silverstein, who was so kind as to translate the Sifri, which is just a great idea. In any event, so that's what the Sifri says. And what is this talking about? It's talking about, what does it mean, the distant ones? The distant ones is assumed under this law, which the Malbim explained, "Son alone, but Torah Zoshi Torah Chronos Shetisnaigimam Kshenim Ashlimim VaHachios Hanashim VaTaf Enenoy B'Shiva Umos." In other words, the Shiva Umos, you don't do this. What it says here, in other words, to spare the women and the children. The Shiva Umos are even the women and children are killed. But this is so we have a whole Jerusha saying that if we have to make war, then we don't spare the women and the children when it comes to the seven nations. But this is difficult to understand. Because it says explicitly in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Rak, etc., Leisachaya Kol Neshama. So it says explicitly that from the seven nations no one is left alive. So why do we need a drosha? So we have a drosha in the Sifri telling us that in the seven nations the women and the children aren't spared. We have a pasuk. What do we need a drasha for? So it must be Torah zot shel drishat shalom. This Torah of calling out in peace. V'im kein lehed yesh shelo kedat haramba. Sheyesh din bakashat shalom gam bikrovot. So maybe what he means is that, and the Malbim mentions this, that's Das Rashi, that there's no psicha shalom. You don't open up in peace. You don't offer peace to the seven nations. In other words, the Medrash is telling us that who do you call out in peace? HaRachoikos b'Torah Hazos. In other words, so you do to those who are far. Those who are far are subsumed in this law, meaning to call out to peace, but not those that are close, not the seven nations. So that's against the Rambam. It's lahedya kalod dikedas haRambam. If that's the pshat, then it's telling us that you don't call out in peace to the seven nations, whereas the Rambam says that you do. And this talk in the Sefer, and the Parish told us the other man is Sifri, he asked this kasha. So, Rabbi Sai, we have a number of kashas that we've presented, and we definitely have our work cut out for us, but we are not finished. We still have numerous other questions with which to deal. And Mimela, I ask you to please stay tuned. Ubezrat Hashem, אנחנו נמשיך ונתקדם ונראה עוד כמה קושיות, ואז אנחנו נציע מהלך ליישב את הדברים, ובעזרת השם נראה נפלאות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום.